Good afternoon. I'm Walt Lindelaw with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Barry James. He's a historian with the Michigan Iron Industry Museum. They've got an open house coming up this weekend, and it kicks off the summer season. Here's more about it with Barry James.
Well, we're gearing up to start off our event season at the Iron Industry Museum with an open house on Sunday. Whitewater, which will be performing traditional string music from Michigan's immigrant past, will be performing at 1 o'clock and 2:30 in the museum's auditorium. Admission is free. We'd like the folks to come out, and Midtown Bakery will be providing light refreshments, so there's no charge again, and come out and enjoy the museum and listen to some pretty good music in our auditorium.
It says also here on some of the information that you got that you're unveiling a new exhibit. Tell us about that.
We are through Cliffs Natural Resources. A couple of years ago, we submitted a grant proposal for $200,000 to upgrade the exhibits that were built in 1986 and opened in 1987. So we're looking at 28-year-old exhibits that need a little refreshing and upgrade, and we're looking at the first installment was $40,000, so we're upgrading our interpretation of the Carp River Forge, which is basically the reason why the museum is located where it is. It's a historic site that was located behind the building, and we have some industrial artifacts and things that we've put on display, so the ramps leading down into the main museum gallery have all been redone.
It is a very unique place to come and visit. I get a chance to get out there a lot of times in conjunction with the first real major event of the season, special event, and that is the ever-popular Iron, Steel, and the Automobile, and that's coming up very soon as well. Tell us a little bit about what's on the docket with that.
Yeah, last year we had a record number of over 60 vehicles on display for folks to come out for our antique car show, and we're looking again at Father's Day on June 21st. It's a relatively short event. It runs for just 4 hours in the afternoon, but it's a nice way for folks to enjoy Father's Day, come out for a few hours and look at some pretty antique vehicles and unique cars from the area.
It's really nice how you kind of tie it all in with the iron industry in the area and how it all worked to get these vehicles created in Detroit.
You bet. A lot of folks don't, we don't think about, we realize up here at least how significant the iron industry is to our area, but Michigan's the only state that actually mines it, produces it, ships it, and then makes something out of it when we're looking at automobiles down in the Detroit area. So, and the raw material is coming from up here.
Barry, let's talk a little bit about some of the other events coming up this summer. You've got some bike tours and, of course, another very popular fall time activity coming up. What's happening?
Yeah, we're looking at, this is our third season of hosting our Iron Ore Heritage bike tours. The museum is part of the Iron Ore Heritage Trail System. We're trailhead number 6. And from the museum, we offer a historic bike tour out to Cliff Shaft, which also includes a lunch a nice way to spend an afternoon. We're offering that in July in 3 different times on the 10th, 17th, and 24th. We ask that folks who are interested in taking the historic bike tours call the museum to pre-register so we have an idea about numbers and that sort of thing. And then for the first time last year, we moved our traditional Civil War event to the fall to offer school groups the opportunity to come to the museum and experience Battery D, which is a light artillery group from Jackson, Michigan. And we basically designed it as an educational opportunity for schools to come out and learn about the Civil War at the Iron Industry Museum. It was very successful. We had over 400 students come out, and this year we are offering it for 2 days for educational purposes on October 1st and 2nd, which is a Thursday and Friday, and then we're looking at the Saturday for the general public to come out as well.
You know, it's really nice how all of this stuff ties into what the iron industry in the area, the iron mining, has worked together with that, with the armaments for the Civil War, to these Iron Ore Heritage bike tours, to obviously the automobile show. But also you work at presenting informational speeches, little conversations, and it's called Afternoons at the Museum, starting in July, Tuesdays in the afternoon at 2, but a series of speakers coming in talking about a whole wider range of topics.
We really found our niche on a Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock to offer the public a chance to learn about local area history, about many different topics in the auditorium for our presentations. And it's always a challenge to get speakers for that series, but we think that we do a pretty good job in offering some pretty high quality topics for folks to come out and learn about local area history. And anything ranging this year, at least in the news has been the Griffin, which was a shipwreck that's been missing out on Lake or on Great Lakes for many, many years. And our state archaeologist, Dean Anderson, will be coming up to talk about that, ranging from the Griffin all the way to beer in the Upper Peninsula. Russ Mignoghi will be coming out to present at the museum as well. So that runs July through August on Tuesday at 2.
Now, for folks that want to find the museum, they want to check it out, give them the address, your hours, locations, those kinds of things that they can stop by and find out more.
Yeah, we are open 7 days a week now to the public, May 1st through October 31st, 9:30 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. A few years ago, we completed a direct access road off of US 41. Our mailing address is 73 Forge Road, but folks can access the museum off 41, 1 mile east of Negaunee or about 9 miles west of Marquette.
That's Barry James with the Michigan Iron Industry Museum. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.